Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 591, When Complaining Goes Over the Line. I don't think I've ever actually done an entire episode on complaining, but when we were talking yesterday about just starting, this was something that came up, is complaining and people that go into complaining as kind of their default mode. And that's what you really need to watch. We all get frustrated. We all get irritated. We all need to vent at times. But what you need to really, really stay away from is people that are constantly doing this. Like, it is their default. Like, it's basically if you say good morning and then they just start complaining. Like, you got to stay away from that. Again, we are all going to complain. We're all going to have times that we just, we got to get it out. And, you know, I think... And whenever somebody gets it out, I think if it's not their default, people are just like, you know, you're going through a hard time. I understand. But then you see these patterns with some people where it's like what they do, like their outlook as a whole is negative and straight up, like, none of us need that. And, you know, in the moment might feel like it's a thing to do, but I'll tell you what. If we can take a very similar viewpoint on this, is kind of the invert. Well, I'm gonna describe it. Okay, when we talk about being a positivity ninja, you're not gonna be positive 100% of the time, right? You're gonna have times where you're not feeling it, and this is one where it's a similar thought process where you're never going to 100% not complain, nor should you. And I'm one that I feel like if you have a lot of stuff going on, eventually, like, you're going to have to get that out some way, shape, or form. And I think all of us have, you know, times and conversations where, like, as part of a conversation, you know, we have people that we can go to and we can let this stuff out, but it can't be the entire conversation, because if you've ever gotten yourself in a conversation that is just mostly around that, or has been surrounded by a group of people where it's a negative thought process, and I think we've all been in those. I know I have, and it's just like you look at it eventually, you're like, what is the point of all this? Like, it's easy, right? It's easy to gripe and commiserate and all this, but here's the thing. People that are happy can understand when somebody is going through a bad time and they need to get their emotions out. But if you are somebody that is just constantly negative and constantly complaining, you are the toxic person. And I don't know what you would need to do to deal with that, because again, we talk about how everybody's situation is unique, everybody's got their backstory, everything's complex, and you have every single right to feel the way that you feel. And many people in your situation may feel the same way. But the bottom line is when we're talking day to day and you've got people that are, you know, we never really know the depth to which people are dealing with things. And you, me, or somebody else is coming at them with a bunch of negativity. Like, you cut that out. Eventually, if you're somebody that is, you know, trying to hammer out goals and you're trying to be productive, like, you... that stuff zaps your energy and it weighs you down, and you cut it out. Like, you literally cut those people out. So again, I think the two main things here: everybody's going to vent, everybody gets frustrated, that's fine and that's understandable, but you can't let the venting turn into your default perspective. Because you hear all the time how life is how you look at it, and what you is your point of view of choice. So, you know, just the way you do this is the same approach again to being a positivity ninja. You try to be aware when you're complaining. And then you ask yourself, like, is this really worth complaining about? Maybe it is. Maybe it is in the moment, but I'll tell you what, like, if you end up having a follow-up conversation like a day later and you're still kind of complaining about it, you're like, oh, maybe I'm still getting all this out, which is cool. Maybe I'm drifting down Maybe I'm changing my default here a little bit, and I need to really examine that. Super hard thing to do, right? Because when you talk about complaining, we can all think of situations where we've gone overboard on it. I know I have, and I can think of those situations, and like, we definitely know other people, like that's the default that they are in day to day. So, I mean, again, when you're really working on self-awareness, this is something that you can be honest with yourself about. Like, where am I overly complaining? Or if you're in the place right now where you're not, like, how can I stay away from doing that as a default? Really heavy stuff going on right now, guys. Like, people are dealing with some really gnarly things, and they're going to need to get those emotions out. And again, I want to stress, it's okay to complain and to vent and to get things out. You just got to make sure that it's not your default. So would love to hear your thoughts on this, of course. So if you would, you can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me, that is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. It is daryl@yourlevelfitness.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.